Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
There's an unusual duck with an unusual name, Histrionicus histrionicus. And as Bird Notes' Mary McCann tells it, the bird, commonly known as the harlequin, has some unusual behavior as well.
Some ducks don't sound like ducks at all. Some, like the harlequin, squeak, earning them the nickname of sea mice. Harlequins are unique in the duck world in other ways as well. Alone among North American waterfowl, harlequins breed along fast-flowing rivers and streams. Quick and agile in rushing white water, they dive to the bottom of mountain streams for food. What kind of name is harlequin for a duck? If you're lucky enough to spot one of these rare birds in winter, perhaps along a rocky shore of the Puget Sound in Washington or Penobscot Bay in Maine, you may guess the answer. Dressed in multicolor patches, harlequin is the jester of traditional Italian comedy. The male duck with the jester's name is just as striking, with his slate-blue feathers and vivid white, black, and chestnut markings. The rigorous lives of harlequins require great adaptability, transitioning from freshwater to salt, from meals of caddisfly larvae to crabs and barnacles. Some, in fact, migrate by traveling directly downstream from the mountains to the ocean. Constant, however, is their unmatched ability to swim and feed in the turbulent waters where they live.
That's Mary McCann for BirdNote. To see some photos of the harlequin, Histrionicus histrionicus, go to our website, loe.org.
On the next Living on Earth, high-rise farming, reaching for the skies for space to feed a rising population.
Oh, you'd be amazed. You'd be absolutely amazed. First of all, you wouldn't see the building because all you would see would be the plants growing inside of a totally transparent building. It would look like the plants were being suspended in midair.
Going up 15th floor, eggplant, tomatoes, lettuce, vertical farming next time on Living on Earth.